All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Stock Market Update today. And today is what? Thursday, March 17th. It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and we have a lot going on in the market. So yesterday, the Fed made its decision about raising interest rates, and markets skyrocket. So we'll talk about this and what this means and why the markets are skyrocketing. We'll talk about this hawkish versus dovish and dovish, and we'll also settle how you pronounce this. Chinese stocks are skyrocketing, and Berkshire Hathaway is trading over 500,000. So as you can see, we have a lot to talk about. Before we get started, if you're new to this channel, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, I have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. All right, so Mark, yesterday was the big day. We had the Fed meeting, and they decided to raise interest rates by a quarter percentage point, pretty much what was expected, right? And markets love that. I mean, they were S&P up 2.24%. The NASDAQ up more than 3.5%, 3.77%. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, a big day yesterday for stocks. The indices did well. Like you said, the S&P was up over 2%. The NASDAQ almost getting close to 4%. So we're on track for the best week of the year right now. It was interesting, though, because stocks actually dropped initially when the Fed did report their interest. Well, it was the Fed statement, right? So the Fed statement comes out at 2 p.m. Eastern, but then on the Fed press conference that comes out 30 minutes later, that's when we saw another rally, and then we ended up finishing at session highs.
Yeah. Let's start at the beginning of the day. I mean, at first, stocks were already higher heading into the day because there were hopes that the ceasefire and peace talks between Russia and Ukraine were going well. So this where stocks already went into the trading session pretty well. But yeah, then at first the statement came out, all right, we are raising interest rates a quarter of a point and we will keep raising interest. What exactly did they say? How much do they want to raise it? Six more times this year and I believe four more times next year, right?
That's what is expected, yeah. So, which is interesting because the markets are counting on more rate hikes this year, but the Fed, they have their dot plot, which is signaling the expectation of hikes for the year, and it would be six more times for a total of seven this year.
All right. So this is where initially the reaction was like, oh, they're really going through with this. But then Powell had an interview and he made a few statements, and this is where markets said, okay, we kind of like what he said. So let's dive in and talk about what he said.
Yeah, and he essentially said that with heightened inflation and a tight labor market, the US economy is very strong. And he said that it was appropriate to raise the Fed funds rate by 25 basis points at the meeting and to act as needed to keep high inflation from becoming entrenched. And so in the press conference, the strong economy, I think, was a good thing because we have all of these things going on. And that's the concern when you raise rates, that you could squash a really strong economy. And he would basically say, hey, the economy's doing great.
Yeah, he even addressed a recession. And he said, well, I don't think that we are heading towards a recession. And that's also something reassuring that traders wanted to hear. Because, I mean, right now there's this talks about stagflation with prices skyrocketing, with inflation skyrocketing, right? And then oil prices going higher, although they moved lower. We'll take a look at this here in a moment. But this is where the words of stagflation and recession have been thrown around. But this is where he basically said, nah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. And traders love that.
Yeah. And specifically, he said that the risk, or he thinks that the probability of a recession within the next year is very low.
Yeah. All right, we also got to take a look at the VIX, the fear index, because now it is solid below 30. I mean, yesterday, we already started the day below 30. We talked about it. I think we were at 28, and now we are trading at around 27. So ticking up a little bit higher today. But let's see if we can remain below 30. And this is where it goes back to, this is the fear index, and the fear index is always higher when there's uncertainty in the market. And this is what we saw right now yesterday when the Fed said, okay, because before that there was a lot of speculation. What will the Fed do, right? I mean, how will they react to this? And so basically yesterday, all this uncertainty got kind of sucked out of the market. And this is where, okay, that's what it is. And the market already factored in these 7 rate hikes.
Exactly, if not more. So then the oil price is coming down. And so we had this higher range with the VIX uncertainty. That sustained a little longer than we expected, but down below 30 would be high, but normal.
Right. All right. So we got to talk about this hawkish versus dovish. Or is it dovish? We'll talk about this. Because, I mean, this was in the news yesterday. Well, the Fed had a more hawkish tone, and this is what the market's like. So what's all this about? Because there are these hawkish and dovish. So let's talk about this just for a moment to clear up the confusion around that.
Sure. So the Fed has 2 primary goals, and that is to control inflation and also price stability, and then also to maximize employment. So they want to keep jobs at high, and they want to keep prices under control. So dovish, and this is where I think that, you know, we're going back and forth on, is it dovish or is it dovish? Well, I think the whole idea is when you have a dovish situation, right? You think of a peaceful little dove sitting there and encouraging optimism in the world. So a dovish policy or a policymaker will attempt to encourage rather than restrain economic growth. And this is done by looser monetary policy. So that means that by keeping more money in the market instead of restricting it, it allows economic growth because people are spending money freely. They have access to money freely. It's easy to get access to. And that's where companies can use that money to invest in other things.
Right. And that's what we have seen since the beginning of the pandemic. I mean, the Fed has been dovish, handing out money, lowering interest rates, and now they're turning hawkish. So let's talk about this. So hawkish basically means that they're tightening it up, that they're raising interest rates. And the idea here is by raising interest rates, for consumers, it is more expensive to borrow money on credit cards, right? Because we know that we love to spend money on credit cards, and therefore that they will be less demand. They will buy less, and there's less demand on products, and that therefore prices are coming down. And the same is for companies, right? So that they cannot just easily borrow money. And this means that the demand is going down a little bit and therefore inflation is coming down. So this is the idea. In a nutshell, dovish means nice and we're handing out money. And hawkish is, want to keep all the money, raising interest rates, right?
Absolutely, because when you restrict money by raising interest rates, you make it more expensive. You're restricting it. It's less likely to be spent in the market. And that means that prices could be coming down.
All right. So back to the markets. Let's talk about a few stocks. I mean, boy, Chinese stocks yesterday, they were on fire. I mean, they were not rallying. They were skyrocketing. Baba yesterday up 36%. I mean, we can just go down the list. JD.com was up yesterday 40%. Who else is on this list here? We have Didi, the ride sharing.
Didi. There was Tencent too, right?
Yeah, or NIO. I mean, even NIO yesterday up 25%. PDD, Pinduoduo, up 56% yesterday. So let's talk about this. The Chinese stocks have been beaten down over the past few months. And we always said, stay away from Chinese stock. I mean, look at PDD here, Pinduoduo. Coming down from 200 to what? Around $20. And yesterday, this massive jump. So what was causing that?
Well, a lot of these stocks, there was the concern that they could be delisted from U.S. exchanges. So you have some Chinese companies that are listed and actively traded on U.S. exchanges, giving access to making it easy for U.S. investors to invest in these companies. Now, this is where we've had concerns with Chinese stocks because with government control, there could be policy implemented overnight that changes the profitability and the outlook of a company. I think GoTo, Marcus, was one of the biggest examples here, where there's an education company that's working profitably, and then the Chinese government says, you know what, education, you shouldn't be making profits on education. So now it's a not-for-profit, right? So instantly, this company is like squashed, right? So we've had concerns about the Chinese stocks, and we've stayed away from them. And the markets, you know, these stocks have been falling and then potentially getting delisted. That was another concern. And it sounds that the Chinese government is open to supporting these stocks and to prevent that. And many of these stocks got a nice boost.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy. Still, stay away from these. I mean, we will not trade these, and highly recommend that you stay away from these. If you are in some of these stocks, well, yesterday was definitely a good day for you, even though this morning there seems to be a little bit of a pullback, but that's normal. That's some profit taking after this massive run up here. Talking about a massive run up, Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's stock, is now trading above $500,000. Can you believe it?
That is crazy.
And he refuses to do a stock split. I mean, Amazon just recently announced that they are doing a 20-to-1 stock split because they're trading at $3,000. So it will drop down that they are trading around $150, making it more affordable for retail investors. But here, if you want to buy a share of Berkshire Hathaway, you need to have right now $500,000 in your account at least to do that. And I mean, he just has been on a tear. I mean, it's been doing good. It's been doing really, really good. It has been a good 2 years for him, the last 2 years.
Doing his thing.
All right. We also got to talk about Starbucks. I mean, Starbucks was a big mover yesterday, up 5%. And there were some news. Did you see what happened there with Starbucks?
Yeah, they received an upgrade from JP Morgan. So that helped Starbucks flat this morning, but nice 5% gain there. And that's a nice little move for Starbucks.
The founder of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, he is becoming the CEO again. I mean, a few years ago, he stepped down as the CEO and said, you know what, that's it. I'm going to retire here. I'm stepping down as CEO. And this guy, Kevin, can't remember the last name, was CEO. And he said yesterday, you know what, I'm retiring. And so this is where Howard Schultz said, okay. So he kind of pulled a Tom Brady and said, all right, I'm going to come back. And interestingly enough, did you hear that one of the football fans who paid, I don't know, an arm and a leg for Tom Brady's last ball, the touchdown ball, it was very similar with Howard Schultz's last Starbucks cup, I think, that he poured or something like this. It was sold for $1.1 million, and now he's coming
back. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that Brady, I think it was like $516,000 for the last touchdown ball, and not yet, not done yet.
All right. Let's take a look at the pre-market action here. So pre-market, the market's pulling a little bit back here this morning. If you're looking at a five-minute chart, of the NASDAQ here. So not really a follow through. And this morning, it's again news from the Russia-Ukraine war that is pushing the markets a little bit lower, because yesterday there were the news that, hey, we're doing good, we're making progress. And this is when a spokesperson from the Kremlin said, no, we're not. So this is where, okay, I thought that we are making some progress, but it seems that this morning they came out and say no progress just yet. And so markets are pointing to a slightly lower opening, but after the fireworks yesterday, I mean, I think that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a really good week. Like I mentioned earlier, we're on track for the best week of the year. It's, you know, on one hand, it's expected that you'll get a little bit of a pullback after such a strong run-up. But just like when we see the S&P versus the NASDAQ, and if the NASDAQ, or sorry, the Dow versus the NASDAQ, and if the NASDAQ significantly outpacing the Dow, you would think that it's because of inflation and interest rates and the Fed. Here, when we see that the futures are pretty much down across the board and crude oil spiking, that's probably related to the Russia-Ukraine situation.
Yeah, and just also let's not forget, we had unemployment claims coming out this morning. they came out better than expected. So fewer unemployment claims, 214,000 versus the expected 221,000. And last week it was 229,000. So that's good news on the economic front and basically supports what Powell said yesterday, that we do have a strong economy, that actually we're raising interest rates 0.25% should not actually, hinder economic growth.
Sure.
All right. Well, we got to get ready for trading here. And if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos here. And if you like what we did this morning, subscribe to the channel. This way you get notified whenever we are going live again. Have a great rest of your day. And if you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy trading, everybody.